This segment is Dave's Big Dictionary.
Extry, extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary.
Yes, indeed. So here's what we do on this. I now have just a couple of minutes to talk about the periodic table. Just that's where my finger landed. That's that is going to be my subject of Dave's Big Dictionary today. What about the periodic table of elements? So let's take a quick look at it, or at least I will. Let's see if these glasses are even good enough for me to see this here. Not really. Well, as I mentioned earlier, helium is still number one with a bullet. They haven't been able to displace helium as number one. And then something called LR? Oh, no, it might be L. No, it's capital L, small r, is number 103, lorium. And by the way, as you all know, that is in the actinide series. And those were the ones that weren't there, I think, back when I was going to school in junior high school and high school. And they had the periodic tables on the walls. I don't think they had lorium and, oh my god, N-O, okay? Noium. It's an element that you never actually want to use. They've got MD, which has been doctored with, so you don't want to use that one either. They've got FM, which, you have to use transistors for. Let's try some more of these. ES, oh, my Aunt Esther is an element. And she certainly has some elements of fun to her. 97 is BB. Yeah, BB. We've got 93 is AM. So I'm not sure what it is, but we do know what it am. I amuse myself, if no one else, with this sort of thing. Oh, and number 94, element number 94 on the periodic table is poo. I shit you not, it's poo. P-U. Rather smelly element it must be. Who else? 92 is U. Did you know that U were an element? It's just the letter U. I don't know, is that uranium? Wouldn't that be number 238 or something? Anyway, do we have any other good ones? We've got number 61. Element 61 is PM, so if you want to message me about that, that'd be cool. No, number 66 is DY, so don't touch that one or else you'll die. Number 68, ER. What do I want to say about number 68, ER? This is the kind of comedy Dave does on the... All right, what else we got there? We've got other elements. Number 109. Ooh, MT. I guess that's not full, it's MT. Number 48 is CD. So I guess you can put women's clothes on that one. We've got number 31, capital G, small a. So that one's on my mind. We have... That one was subtle, wasn't it? And we still got the early ones. The ones that we all remember from school. There's magnesium up there. Sodium, chloride, of course, helium. Helium is number two. So after hydrogen, you got helium, HE. What else? Number 29 is capital C, small u. So, oh yes, I see you. Oh, and right before it, I'm not sure if NI is the one for nickel. So NI, which is me. They are the scientists who say, me. How much more can I milk this? I'm not sure. Number 39 is the letter Y. Don't know. Just is Y. I'll try one more. Oh, I should have quit while I was ahead, shouldn't I? Let's see. 84 is capital P, small o. So it's Po. But maybe one day it will be rich. Anywho, so that's part one of looking back at something that I would say that I haven't seen in so many, many years, but it's not true, because actually one of the classrooms that I teach in at UNC, and I teach English, but it shows you where they throw you know, teachers and students anywhere they can, is in a building that also is devoted to the sciences. So here I am dealing with English composition and research papers, and it's like, on the wall is the periodic table. And I haven't, you know, I was in that room 32 times last spring, just a couple of months ago, and I can't say that I ever really stared at and looked at and checked out the periodic table and said, huh, how many, do they have all 103 or however, it's actually more than that, because the bottom table isn't the most, the last one. The last one is number 112, which is CN. You know, if they match 112 CN with number 7N, you have a TV network there. That's a thought. But we all remember, thinking about the periodic table does just make me remember high school and science classes, which even though I don't have the brain for it, I am not a science-related person, and I have no head for the higher mathematics. I didn't, you know, biology was cool, because biology was mostly memorization and how things work, and you know, this part of the body is called this, and that part of the body is... Don't ask me to dissect a frog. Not because I'm squeamish about that. I'm squeamish about human blood and shots and stuff like that. But dissecting a frog was just along the lines of... It was dead already. Didn't really mind that much cutting it open. It didn't freak me. And even opening it up and looking inside, it was just like I couldn't follow it. There'd be a diagram on the board or a diagram... You know, back then they had these transparencies. And so they show what the inside of a frog was meant to look like, what the parts were labeled. And it should correspond to the frog that you have on the lab desk in front of you. And it didn't. The liver was where the heart should have been. The lung was... I couldn't find the lung. I couldn't find this piece and that part. The cloaca I was able to find. Always able somehow to find the frog's cloaca. But all the rest of the bits of the little tadpole or toad that was in formaldehyde there, couldn't do it. It was splayed out in front of me. All the organs were seemingly there, but they weren't in color like they were on the chart, and I couldn't tell it. Well, shouldn't that be there? And I knew right then and there I would not be a vet or not be a heart surgeon or any kind of medical, surgical, doctor-type person, not because I'm squeamish with blood or cutting into things, but just like when I got there, I'd be like, yeah, let's move that around a little bit. You know, that's an ovary. I guess that should come down. Who the hell knows? Couldn't do it. I didn't mind doing it, but not my métier, shall we say. So it reminds me of that. It reminds me of chemistry. And I also enjoyed chemistry. I liked the logic of the way these elements would bond together. That if you put this with, you know, Na and Cl, it creates salt. Because then you start drawing these things of those little hexagons and pentagrams and sometimes I was at war with the Pentagon, but that's something else. No, but you know, they connect them and they form these chains and the helixes, and I found that fascinating and I was able to follow it. I thought that was kind of cool. However, dealing with open flames and test tubes and Bunsen burners, I never had an accident, I never dropped anything, I never burned myself, and yet I always felt I was one moment away from doing so. I got the little tongs. I literally have sense memory of my fingers almost shaking, holding the tongs of a burner over the flame with my goggles on and thinking, if I do this just 10 seconds too long, the glass will break, shards will fly everywhere into my fellow students, and I'll fail. I'll fail the course for the day. Forget hurting anybody. It's going to be bad for me. So I went through it and saw the chemical changes that the compounds made, but it just, that too was not for me. And then I went on to physics, and forget physics. Physics was the one that I couldn't even understand. And that was the one I didn't have to do anything. You know, the professor, the teacher, would point a laser now and again to wake us all up. But in terms of having to cut things open, having to take blood, having to take chemicals and pour them and burn them and heat them and put on an oven and... No, physics, you just sort of sat there and did word problems and tried to understand Newton's laws of things. And I was just like, bye. I'm out of here. Mentally, completely checked out. But, you know, at that point, at least you weren't dealing with this periodic table, which I kind of... So when I see or think about a periodic table, it makes me think about all those years in school, in the classroom. Didn't matter what subject it was. You would look on one of the walls, and there would be that cool periodic table. And sometimes during homeroom when you're bored, it's one of those things you start to try to memorize. And it's like, you know, hydrogen 1, helium 2, and this, that, and oh, that... Because this one, it doesn't actually say it underneath on this list, but in the, I remember in the tables that they had on the walls back at our school, they would actually have the name, not just the abbreviation and the letter, but the actual name of the element. And that was cool. So you could remember, you could learn, aha, this is cesium, this is magnesium, this is, let's try another one here. What do we got here? What is, TC. The hell with talcum? Maybe it's talcum. ZR. Zorophenylchlorida. You know, I think the best way to end this... I kind of tailed off there, I'm sorry. I was going so well there, talking about the periodic table, and I didn't know what the hell I'd talk about. But, yeah, then, you know, we're a week away from school starting here again. At the University of Northern Colorado, and you know, the teachers go back into conferences this week, and I've got to get my syllabi online and get a couple more things copied. So already, even though it's still a week away, I feel it. I feel school started again. So it is kind of apt that I came up with the periodic table. So, oh, no, I'll have to go here to find it. And it occurs to me that it is a salubrious time to play at least part of one of the classic numbers by maybe the greatest comic songwriter of all time, Tom Lehrer.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium.